What's up, everybody? Ben Raz and Eitan Shandu here for Awesome Odds, and we are back talking more football. The week doesn't end after Thanksgiving. We still got a ton of Sunday games. We're going to try to jump on some value early. I will say, like to give people a little heads up, we're filming this on Thanksgiving, so lines can and will change. You want to stay up to those news, obviously react accordingly, but Eitan, I still think there's some value on the board, and I want to jump into that. Before we do, our friends at BetMGM powering this show. If you are a new user and you're interested, click the link in the description of this video. Deposit $10 or more at BetMGM. Risk-free bet of up to $1,000 is going to be awarded. And in addition, 3 free months of Awesomo Plus Platinum that covers you for all sports, for all things, betting, DFS, everything we've got, tools, projections, ownership, all of that for every single sport. It is a no-brainer type deal. All right, here we go. I'm going to get things started. I'm going to go quick, then I'll pass it to you and we'll see what you got. I'm going to ride the upswing Texans. I know this is a hold-your-nose kind of play. They're a 2.5-point favorite. Never thought I'd be saying that, but they are at home against the Jets, and I just can't say enough about the Jets in a negative way right now. It's just not working. They have no idea what's going on. They are rotating quarterbacks from injuries to other situations. It looks like it's Wilson now. Honestly, the Texans, when they've had Tyrod Taylor, they have looked like a decent team on most of the year. I know we haven't seen it a ton, but when we have, obviously they can play. They pulled the huge upset. I'm not saying, you know, the Jets also beat the Titans, so what does that mean? But again, I look at Houston, and it's just a team at this point I have less question marks about than a team like the Jets. The Jets, here, this is really all I need to know. The Jets are giving up 8 yards per pass attempt. That is last in the league. If that wasn't bad enough, it's ballooned to 9.7 yards per pass attempt in the last three. They are not playing defense. I think the Texans are simply just the better team at this point. I want to get this before it goes possibly to -3. So what am I going to do? I'm going to take it now. I'll live with that result. I'm going to get my card started. Texans -2.5.
I like it. And I don't even think it's that aggressive right there. You're also under that key number 3. So you're in great shape by all means. I'm going to go to my squad here, and I know I've been fading a lot, the Philadelphia Eagles. I got in -3.5. I think that's the play right now. It's definitely not going to cross through 3. The Giants are so bad that they had to fire their offensive coordinator. Jason Garrett jokes aside, they were so bad they had to fire their offensive coordinator basically halfway or a little longer than halfway through the season. This is a mess right now. Their offensive line might be worse than some of the better college offensive lines we see. And I say that with very little hyperbole. Look, earlier in the season, it's easy to identify the teams that are just cooked, that are just done, that are never going to be out of the bottom. At this point, week 12, 13, 14, we start to see that gap widen. The Eagles are surging right now where the Giants have fallen off the face of the earth. There is no offense when you have no offensive line. So much rotation with the injuries as well that Daniel Jones has had to deal with. So I'm going to smash that 3.5. If you want a better return, and I don't even think it's that aggressive, Ben, but what I will say is, and I played both of these, I don't see how the Giants are down really field much to manufacture a ton of points against the Eagles passing defense that has improved exponentially. Again, no offensive line for the Giants. Halftime, full-time is an even money play for the Eagles. Okay. I think this is really an opportunity to also sneak in there and get an even money play where the Eagles are going to dominate a football game because they run the ball. They run against bad teams, and the Giants are a bad team. So I will lay the 3.5, no problem, for the Eagles at -110, and I'll also bump up that halftime, full-time Eagles play at even money, which, to be honest with you, I was a little surprised it was at even money based on the gap of talent with these two teams.
Certainly the Eagles, I mean, I thought the Eagles all along were really good. They just don't sustain it, and they show flashes, and now obviously they found something. We'll see. It seems like every time Miles Sanders gets in the lineup, they abandon what's working, and they go back to looking very confused. But I'm hopeful that they can really continue this. The Giants, similar to the Jets, it's a tough scene here in New York. Just lot of problems. You saw that was one of the worst. I'm shamefully maybe a Daniel Jones believer. That was one of the worst I've seen him in a long time last week. It's just not working. The weapons week in and week out are changing. They don't have Shepard, then they get Tony. Saquon is back, then he's not effective. I know Tampa's a very good team, but I think right now the Eagles are a very good team. So I would be with you. I would back the Eagles. in that. I'm going to give one more before we bounce on out of here. This is one. Keep your eye on it. It looks like Lamar is going to play. If he does, I expect a much better effort from a Baltimore Ravens team at home against a Cleveland team that realistically is just permanently hurting. It seems like they cannot get out of their own way on offense. Baker is trying to play. That was one of the more uninspiring wins I've ever seen. Both teams, but more for the Browns. You know, they beat the Lions at home, and I came away thinking they were even worse than I thought. So I just do not trust this team. Unless Nick Chubb goes absolutely ballistic, I think the Ravens will look like the Ravens of old when Lamar is back to 100%. And all indications here on Thursday is that he's just that. So wait on that game, but you do have Baltimore -3.5. Maybe it ticks to 3. I doubt it. Even if it doesn't, I'm going to be like you. I'm going to lay those points with Baltimore this week.
I love it, man. They are on a mission right now, and Cleveland is just flatlined.
There's just so many problems. Amazing. I like that defense, but I just can't. Baker is so injured, and it's obviously debatable how good he is even when healthy. I think the Baltimore Ravens are in a different class, and they're at home in a big divisional game. So there you've got it. 3 up, 3 down. You've got the Texans. You've got the Eagles multiple ways. Eagles straight, Eagles halftime, full-time, and you've got the Ravens. For me, for Eitan, for everyone at Awesome Odds, hit that like button on the way out, subscribe to the channel, show that support, and let us know in the comments what games you are betting for Sunday. Good luck, everyone, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
See ya.